So the Brahman Diksha that we get in our movement, does it mean that people have become Brahmanas? Well, you know, the Bhakti tradition quite often adapts things according to what is necessary for making spirituality accessible to people. So, broadly speaking, definitely when Diksha is given, Brahman Diksha is given, it is expected the person has been chanting Hare Krishna for a substantial amount of time, has been practicing regulative principles. So there will be a significant influence of the mode of goodness because of that. And that prevalence of the mode of goodness, which a person who is not in the mode of goodness cannot tolerate. You know, a person passionate, just want to enjoy the senses, go here, do there, go there, do this, do that. That person will be just totally bored by life in the mode of passion. So, if somebody is in the mode of goodness, and that person is able to present bhakti in a way that is intelligible, that is non-threatening, that is even appealing to people, that person is actually doing Brahminical activity. Even if that person may not entirely have all Brahminical qualities. So, see, basically, the Swabhava will not change just by the practice of Bhakti. So, if somebody is born with the Kshatriya Swabhava or somebody is born with the Vaishya Swabhava, I won't say Swabhava will not change. Bhakti is so powerful that Krishna can make even Swabhava change. But that is not necessary. That is not absolutely necessary. Even a person with a Kshatriya or a Vaishya, sometimes the Kshatriya or Vaishya can do the same Kshatriya or Vaishya profession with a greater amount of goodness. Or they can do it with a greater amount of passion or a greater amount of ignorance. The same profession can be done in different ways. And if one has been practicing Bhakti for a significant amount of time, then definitely some amount of goodness has come in them. So traditionally, the priestly functions were performed by the Brahmanas. That means, the priestly functions mean, you know, worshipping the deities, or doing the fire sacrifices, or giving initiation. That was performed by the Brahmanas. And the Bhaktas, they did Bhakti. And they inspired people to love Krishna. But over a period of time, if you look at it historically, the caste Brahmanas started claiming monopoly over priestly functions. And they started claiming that because, you know, you Vaishnavas, the Vaishnavas may be great devotees, but they said because you are not worshipping the deities, because you are not qualified to worship the deities, you are not qualified to do fire sacrifices, you are not qualified to give Diksha. So based on that, they started sidelining the Bhaktas. Or they try to use the existing power structures to sideline the Bhaktas. So what the Bhakti saints, Bhakti Acharya said is that, okay, if you think that the capacity to do yajnas, the capacity to do to worship the deity, that is what defines a great saint, or that is what defines a spiritually wild person, then actually Vaishnavas are higher than the Brahmanas. Because Brahmana is a material qualification, it's a material designation. But Vaishnava is a spiritual designation. It indicates a soul whose love for Krishna has been substantially awakened. So, from the material point of view, the Brahmanas are meant to be Brahminical. But many of the caste Brahmanas, they themselves were not Brahminical in their conduct. They were sense gratifiers, they were unclean, they were power hungry. They're not really Brahmana themselves. And quite often the Vaishnavas, they had more Brahminical qualities than the caste Brahmanas who were claiming that they were Brahmanas. Because the Vaishnavas had purified themselves as practice of Bhakti. They had situated themselves in goodness and beyond also. So within the Vaishnava tradition, this whole concept of Brahman Diksha was a way of countering the monopoly of religion that the caste Brahmanas had acquired. So, traditionally there was Gayatri Diksha, but Gayatri Diksha is not the same as Brahman Diksha. You know, Gayatri Mantra was given even to Kshatriyas, Gayatri Mantra was given even to Vaishyas. So Gayatri Mantra itself does not comprise Brahminical initiation. Gayatri means, that is Gayatri initiation. So in our tradition, Srila Prabhupada made it that Gayatri Diksha means Brahman Diksha. And that means a person is qualified to do Brahminical activity that are traditionally done by Brahmanas, that is the activities of deity worship, activities of doing fire sacrifices. So the Brahman Diksha is basically a marker of spiritual advancement within our tradition. It is not necessarily a marker of every person who has got Brahman Diksha to be necessarily entirely of a Brahminical Varna. Because sometimes there may be devotees who may be doing business. The business is a Vaishya activity, but they may also be given Brahman Diksha. So it is not necessary that every person who has Brahman Diksha has to have all the qualities of a Brahmana. But overall, if they have developed a sufficient amount of Sattvaguna, then and they have been practicing bhakti substantially, and then Brahman Diksha is given to them so that they can also perform the activities which are traditionally considered the portfolio or the mono or the reserve, the sole the privilege of the Brahmanas. So basically the Brahman Diksha is a strategic it's almost like a strategic initiation to ensure that those who are not spiritually advanced don't keep all spiritual power and privilege to themselves. So it is basically used to counter their power and to give people access to spirituality in a free way. So quite often we see that in art, in ISKCON temples, there are people who may not be really born Brahmana families. But often the deities, they take care of the deities very beautifully. And often the deities in our temples are more beautiful than the deities in many traditional temples. You're not criticizing the traditional people, traditional temples. But just that, from the objective point of view, cleanliness of deity worship, many traditional temples are not quite negligent. So we don't see the Brahminical qualities so much there. But we can see the Brahminical qualities manifest in those who are taking care of the deities here. So Brahman Diksha is meant to ensure that Brahminical devotees can do Brahminical services, which are essential in any spiritual society, any pious society, and to give them access to that, so that Brahmanas can teach, Brahmanas can do deity worship, Brahmanas can perform fire sacrifices. So the Brahman Diksha is given to them. Does that answer your question?